And Richard, you came to have a chat with us. So we have to talk about the fact that you guys are turning 30 years old. It's very close to my age, actually. I just want to point that out. So we like basically grew up together. That is so fantastic. Can you please tell us about your business and tell us about your journey in the country?
Yes, thank you, Simone, and to all the Laka FM listeners this morning. It's a great year for us, Cash Converters specifically. We are turning 30 years old in South Africa, and obviously in terms of our democratic country, we celebrate our 30th birthday as well. So we started the business in 1994. As you probably know, this is an international franchise. Mm-hmm. It's the largest of its kind in the world, based in Perth in Western Australia, and myself and my partners brought it into South Africa in 94. We opened the first store in Cape Town in Paro. I'm originally a Cape Townian, although living in Johannesburg now.
And that's tragic.
Well, I started out in 94 there, and then my partner said to me, you've got to come to Johannesburg. This was in about 98. We'd opened about 10-odd stores in Cape Town at that point in time. And they said, you'll only need to come for about 5 years. So in 98, I went up, and I'm still here in 2024.
Goodness me.
Weather's much better in Gauteng. So yes, that was part of the journey, moving to Johannesburg in the late 90s, started building the business over here, and it's a franchise operation, as you probably know. We've got just under 100 stores in Southern Africa at this stage of the game. In fact, we operate here in South Africa, most of the provinces, all of the big cities, Johannesburg, Pretoria, Centurion, the Cape, KZN. We also have stores in Namibia, and we opened our first store in Northern Africa, in Nigeria, last year, which is really exciting. Thank you very much. So we're looking to take the brand effectively across Africa over the next, who knows, 10, 20, 30 years.
That's amazing. So can you tell me more about your franchise business? And then, of course, I think a lot of people want to know, what does a day look like in a franchisee like person and a Cash Converters franchisee? Yes. What does a day look like?
So a franchise operation at a very high level is about, or from a franchisee's point of view, buying into a proven business model and utilizing that particular brand and business model to build their own business. So they're in business for themselves, but not by themselves. So as a franchisee in Southern Africa, if you bought into a Cash Converter store, you buy into that 30-year credibility of the brand and clearly our business model that we fine-tuned over this period of time. And in fact, if you look at it across the world, 45 years, largest territory in the world is in the UK, over 200 cashy stores in the UK. In Aussie, we're about 160-odd stores. But the day in the life of a franchisee is exciting, it's interesting, it's always different because, you know, we're buying different product from consumers. Our business is really about providing them with access to cash. Mm-hmm. So different things come in to the store depending on what people no longer need and are looking to get rid of. Anything along the lines of household goods, TVs, hi-fis, jewelry, cameras, sporty goods, binoculars, pens, anything anybody can consider picking up at home and bringing to us if they no longer need. We convert it into cash. And you're probably also aware, many of your consumers as well, that we do lend money. So again, secured items as well as unsecured. And the franchisee is all about being there in the morning, ensuring that the business is ready to start up, collecting around him good quality people that form the basis of his team that are compliant to our value set, and motivating them to deliver first-class service to our customers.
What do you think makes Cash Converters different and so successful in a country like South Africa?
I think it fundamentally starts with our values and our culture. So it's about looking after our consumers, understanding that our consumers are there for the long term, and that we're wanting to identify the need that they have at that point in time and look after them. That's basically it.
Well, Richard, thank you so much for coming on and telling our listeners about your wonderful store, Cash Converters, here in the Mainland Retail Park. Listen, guys, come and celebrate their 30th anniversary with them. You can win an LG TV by just spending $500 in store. And let me tell you, spending $500 in a Cash Converter store, it's not that difficult.
Thank you, Simone.